Hello campers, I'm Beelers, and you're watching the first of my weekly video diary entries, where I'm going to use the internet as an accountability partner and to also share my wins and fails in amongst a narrative of starting small, making slow but steady improvements, positive thinking, and generally managing the inputs that's both to our bodies and to our lives. The idea is that each episode is going to be no more than about 10 minutes, and that rather than it being a wholly self-indulgent exercise on my part, there will also be something of value for you guys to watch and listen. Before I continue, there's something that I do want to address. From my perspective, there's a rather large elephant in the room, and that's the fact that a few months ago I announced that I'd be doing a podcast called Knuckling Down. In that podcast episode, the pilot episode of that, I sat at my stall. I then bared my soul to the world, detailing the pretty crappy time I'd been having over the past couple of years, how unwell I was, how in pain I was, how deeply unhappy I was, but then how I turned things around, how I got myself fit and healthy again, and pretty obviously in hindsight, by a regime of good sleep, good food, good exercise, I turned things around. It turned out that I had been super stressed and my body had just given up on me. So anyway, Knuckling Down was, and probably still is, going to be an interview show where I discuss health, business, and productivity with experts or other people within our industry. And after that pilot episode, loads of you lovely people on Twitter, email, even face-to-face, gave me great feedback, told me your own stories, and urged me to continue talking about those things, particularly around stress, but also just getting stuff done and health. Well, 3 months on, the irony is that I started knuckling down on my own stuff, and I had to do that thing that one does when prioritizing. I had to say no. I realized that there's just not enough space in my schedule for a long form podcast at the moment. The learning curve is quite steep. I have to research guests and practice getting good at interviewing. And most importantly, there's not a lot of space in my work day for it. Because during the day, I need to be focusing on my business. So the idea is that this is going to be the mini version of Knuckling Down. Or certainly it's not going to be called that, but it's just going to be a quick video diary entries that I'm doing from home and that I'm going to do them in my own time. And they're only going to take me 1 hour per week from start to finish. My aim is to practice the nuts and bolts of recording and publishing, whilst I'm also sharing the ups and downs of my journey. And at the same time, I try to ensure that I share something of value with you each time. And by that, I mean, there should be at least one takeaway for you each week. Format's going to be fluid and may change, but each week to start things off, I'll spend a few minutes providing an update on my key projects and sharing anything that I've learned during the week. So as this is the first time I've done this, I'll kind of detail out what my projects are at the moment. It's not a long list, don't worry. So first and foremost, it's scaling and improving Sifware, my software development company. It specializes in providing support and maintenance to existing complex PHP applications. 2 years ago, Sifware was just myself and Ian. Over the last 2 years, the headcount got up to 8 at one point, and things are currently settled at 6. My current focus is on keeping my team happy, keeping my clients happy, making sure we're efficient, and that we're systemizing our processes as we go. And of course, we always want new work. So in that vein, over the past month or so, I've been doubling down on tactics to improve our organic search engine rankings and to tie that into non-spammy content marketing strategies. I'm sure I'm going to have a lot more to say about that over the coming weeks. Next, there's a SaaS that I'm building personally to keep my development skills fresh because I hadn't developed for a couple of years. It's called Notebud, and it's going to help the users of OneNote keep track of their tasks and also optionally provide a bridge to their third-party to-do list managers, some things like Wunderlist, or Todoist. Development's gone really well, and I'm super pleased with that. I'm confident that I can achieve my self-inflicted deadline of September for a beta MVP. My third major project is a book that I've started writing called The OneNote Book. It will be, as I'm sure you've probably already guessed, a book on OneNote, which is Microsoft's competitor to Evernote, and a far superior competitor it is, in my humblest of opinions. I've been using OneNote for donkey's years, 10 years plus, and I've banged on about it to all who would listen during that time. The problem has always been for me is that most of my peers aren't on Windows, and Evernote was far superior on the Mac, well, far superior because OneNote didn't exist. Well, what's changed is over the last couple of years, Microsoft have upped their game. They've released 4 free versions for Windows, Mac OS X, Android, and iOS. And on iOS, there are 2 versions. There's an iPad version and there's an iPhone version. That, coupled with Evernote changing their pricing structure recently, has meant that a lot of people are moving over to OneNote. And I want to help those people get the most out of this amazing tool that I run my life on. And, of course, having a book on the subject won't hurt when I look to promote a SaaS product that also provides value-added services to those users. Did you see what I did there? So I have a sample chapter drafted, half-drafted. I need to finish that off, and I aim to get that down within the next month. I'll then start promoting the book, and as I finish things off, I'll also be recording screencasts, which is another reason for me to have the stuff here at home, because I won't have time to be doing that again during the day when I'm working on my business. Finally, underlining all of these other major projects that I've prioritized after getting rid of a lot of other projects that I was also working on, I'm still focusing on my health and general productivity. Two subjects very, very close to my own heart, and an area where I formed a lot of opinions and frankly experience on my journey over the last couple of years, from being overweight, stressed and unhappy to leaner, or definitely fit and positive me. I'm probably going to mention running from time to time, but don't worry. I know that running's really boring for people unless you actually are also a runner, so I won't bang on about it too much. I'm also going to touch on any productivity things or any new discoveries that I've consumed during the week, or you know, as I've been researching. I'm going to also mention how I'm getting on with my own habits, again, accountability, new ideas that I've had, how my morning routine's working out, what new hacks I found, you know, that sort of stuff. Basically, I'm going to be sharing what's working for me as I'm working, going on my own path to personal improvement. Since I've recorded the Knuckling Down pilot 3 months ago, I've had one wobble, health wobble. It was a couple of weeks where I felt pretty rubbish. I was suffering badly from stress again. However, it was much more reduced. The impact was much more reduced compared to the previous, how it used to be a few years back. I was able to, my routines, my exercise, my good diet, and generally my positive attitude and applying mindfulness techniques to what I do, meant that the impact was much, much reduced, and I was able to keep functioning, and I didn't lose any momentum. Also in April, almost 10 months to the day, that as a complete non-runner who would have a mild heart attack running for the bus, I ran 26 miles around London. I'm not going to lie, it was really bloody hard. And I did train hard, but my performance could have been better. And I've definitely got some unfinished business there. That said, I'm absolutely delighted and really proud of myself that I achieved it. And I'm super thankful to everybody who sponsored me. We raised £1,000 for the Outward Bound Trust. So thanks, thank you so much. Also during April, I was part of Mark Jenkins's 30-day writing challenge. Mark's in my mastermind group along with Andrew and Alex. And he mentioned he was doing this challenge, as you know, as we discussed each of our sort of businesses and our projects, and it seemed really rude not to get involved, because I want to get better at writing myself. And the premise is that writing is like a muscle. You need to exercise it. You need to get better at it. And the more you do, the better you get. I ended up writing a blog post every day in April, and it was really grueling, but it was true. The premise was true. It got easier, and I feel sure that I got better as a writer as we went along. The irony is that it was so grueling that I don't think any of us have written anything since in the little community that sprang up around the exercise. Although I know that speaking to Mark and Andrew yesterday, I think we're all trying to get back on track recently. So that's the brief update. Normally it'd be shorter than that, but obviously I've had a bit of backstory to fill in. Time's ticking on, but before I go, I want to leave you with a couple of things for you to chew on. So firstly, a few books. This is So Good They Can't Ignore You by Cal Newport, that's it. It's absolutely superb. I found out about it on Derek Sivers' website. I'm assuming you've heard of Derek Sivers. If you've not, he's a legend and you should totally look him up and read some of his work. Probably a pretty good place to start would be Tim Ferriss's podcast, who he interviewed him recently. So anyway, the So Good They Can't Ignore You premise is that pursuing your passion to become a llama farmer or a yak shaver or whatever is probably not that good an idea. You're probably burning bridges and you'll be throwing a lot of your hard-earned career capital, as Cal called it, in the process. Instead, you want to get really, really good at what you do right now. Get so competent that that you can start to introduce a modicum of control into your life. And at that point, that's when you can start to consider what your life mission might be and slowly ease yourself into it. Definitely read it. It contradicts the general narrative of follow your passion, but I promise you it will give you a life-changing perspective. Here we go. Deep Work, again by Cal. This is something that Mark recommended, Mark Jenkins. I hadn't heard of it. The basic premise is that we've all become so used to constant interruptions from email, from on social media, from, you know, all of our notifications on our phones, and that the received wisdom that these days is that that's okay, that it's normal. Interruptions are normal. You should always be responding to your stuff. You should always be available. Well, Carl argues that if you master the ability to become good at blocking out distractions and diving deep into your tasks one at a time, not load balancing between lots of them, that you will gain an unfair advantage to the rest of society, that you will produce more and that you will attain your goals. The techniques that in the books themselves are not that revolutionary. They're interesting and they're great, but if you're anything like me who kind of consumes, or are quite interested in what the best practices are of getting shit done, then you probably will have tried a lot of them in some way over the years. What's important is the general mindset that distractions are bad, and that by being good at focusing in deeply on a task one at a time, so that you're going to get much more productive. It's so, so good. Just go out and buy it and you will thank me. Okay, that's me done. But time's ticking on, but just before I go, I want to leave a little challenge for you. Grab yourself some mind map software, and at the top of the page, think about, it's July. It's the early July, and you've got 6 months of this year left. What do you want to achieve? Now, you may not need to do the mind mapping. You may already be super organized and have a load of goals listed out. If so, great. Good luck to you. If you don't, across the top of the page, map out all the things you want to achieve. At the bottom of the page, map out any goals or aspirations or dreams, remembering that goals are just dreams with deadlines. Over to the side, also brainstorm the 20% of things that cause you the 80% of pains, stresses, unhappiness. Start drawing lines between these three kind of areas. Where are the intersections? I would suggest you pick 4 or 5 things from this list of goals. Well, the goals, the pains, their projects. I'm not going to leave you a kind of a set way of kind of trying to prioritize, but just use your own. You're going to know that you're going to probably have 20 things that you really want to get done. You're going to have 20 things you're currently working on. You're going to have 5 things that really suck at the moment. Out of those things, choose 5 and write them down on a post-it note, stick them to the side of your monitor, and work towards either removing them or getting better or working towards. Whatever you come up with, why don't you take a photo, send it to me by Twitter, or share it privately by email, or if you feel brave enough, highlight in the comments of the thread on the blog post that contains this movie. Either way, I'd love to hear from you. Don't hesitate to get in touch with any feedback, and or just share with what you're working on. So I'm at Beelers on Twitter, and you can email me beelers@sifware.com. Thanks very much, and have a great week.